All right, the movie is Youngblood. Lead actor Ashton James, who plays Dean Youngblood in the remake of the 1986 classic, joins us here on the NHL Morning Skate. Ashton, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you aboard here. And now that the movie's done and the movie's in theaters for everybody to see, give us a sense as to the work that went into putting this thing together and what you think of the final product.
Yeah, Scott, a lot of work went into this one. You know, I was attached to this project for about 4 years. So our first director, Charles Officer, he unfortunately passed away. So throughout that time, I was just on board, still training, still in the gym, still skating, still trying to get my mind, my body right. So to now, for it to be in the world, it feels insane to me because I often felt like we wouldn't get to this stage. So now, just that it's out in the world, I'm like really grateful and excited that people are getting a chance to check it out.
So when you're thinking of big lead roles for you when you're younger, did you ever think being a hockey player would be the one?
No, not at all. It's so funny. I have a friend, Stephen Kalen, and we went to school together and he grew up playing hockey. So when I told him that I got the job, he's like, dude, what are the odds? And at the time, he had also booked a basketball movie. And I grew up playing basketball. He grew up playing hockey. So like we were just like, what are the odds? And now I own three pairs of skates, and you know I'm off to the races.
So you did, Ashton, do all the hockey scenes? That's all you?
Every single bit is not me. That's not true. most of it is me, but I did have two stunt doubles, Dante Jones and Aaron Atwell, who were really amazing. But because I got to train for so long, I was able to do a lot of it. I'll never forget when we had rehearsals for the hockey sequences, and Chris Nelson, our hockey coordinator, he goes, you know, just take it easy today. You've trained a lot, like, but it's okay. And I'm like, dude, yeah, I've trained a lot. I'm gonna go hard. And they sit me on the bench, and I'm on the bench, and like they're all out there doing their thing, and I'm like getting upset because I'm like, yo, I've trained for so long. Why am I not out there? And finally, Chris goes, okay, Ashton, get out here. And in my eagerness, I jump over the boards and I absolutely faceplant in front of all the boys, and I was like, oh man, of course this is how it would be the starts, but you know it ended up going pretty well. So I was able to do a lot of the sequences, but anything that I couldn't do, we got the stunt doubles to come in and lift it up.
So Ashton Scott mentioned the original movie. Now, had you seen the original movie? Did you see it before you filmed your movie, or have you seen it after?
So I hadn't seen it going in, but then in my callback, which is like the second round of auditions for the film, our director, Charles Officer, he's on the Zoom and he's talking, and I'm getting a sense that he's talking about something before. And I'm like, what does he mean? And then he goes, because, you know, this is a remake. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. I'm like playing the fool because I don't want to embarrass myself that I haven't done this research. But at the time, the project was called The Dangle. So I had no real sense of the fact that it was IP and that it had been a remake. So as soon as I got off the Zoom, I immediately went to go find it. And of course, I couldn't find it. So I had to like go on the deep, dark web, it felt, to like find a copy of the film. And then I finally watched it. And yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time.
So I got to wonder, because Dean Youngblood originally, as you know now, was played by Rob Lowe, who looks like he still hasn't aged a year, obviously, since he did that film back in 1986.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you've had any feedback from Rob. Is he aware of the film? Would you like him to check it out? I mean, any interaction with Rob Lowe with regards to what product you guys came up with?
Yeah, I have no idea if he's aware. I think we tried to get him, but his fee for the film was like our entire budget. So I don't think we could afford him, but I hope he gets a chance to check it out and at least can like feel connected to it in some ways. It's like a, you know, I think they said it's 40 years anniversary coming up. So, you know, maybe he might feel a little aged watching it, even though he doesn't look like he aged at all. But, you know, I hope he does get a chance to check it out and that, yeah, just that he enjoys it and he feels that it's like a worthy reimagining of what they did.
So, Ashton, you already mentioned Charles Officer's name, and my understanding is he's a guy you really wanted to work with. A lot of people really wanted to work with. Unfortunately, passed away at the age of 48, but he had some kind of hockey background as well. So talk about that experience, and it must have been kind of a labor of love for him as well.
Yeah, dude. I think he played for Calgary's farm team when he was younger, and he got injured. But, you know, everyone has an injury story. I don't know how far Charles would have went. He was really passionate and really good. But, you know, at the time, the sport was a lot different. But he was great, man. He was Man, like even just thinking about him now, I'm just like, oh man, like I wish he was here to kind of experience this and for all of us to go through that process together. But he was great for it because he was really on top of me about making sure I did the work. I remember early on in the process, and I've talked about this before, but early on I sent him this message and he goes, "Are you watching the World Juniors?" And this was, I think, I want to say 2020. This was Conor Bedard's like breakout year, and I was like, nah, dude, I can't really watch hockey right now because it makes me depressed, and it's because all I'm seeing is how bad I am when I watch it. And I'm like, I'm never gonna be this good. And he goes, no, you have to do this work. You have to watch the game. You have to study. You have to be about it. And you know, that really allowed me to like really dive into just the world of a hockey player and like the pursuit of what it takes to make it to the pros. So yeah, man, he was. Yeah, just yeah, again, thinking about him now, I'm just like I wish he was here to see all of this.
Ashton James is with us here playing Dean Youngblood in the new movie Youngblood in theaters. Go check it out right here on the NHL Morning Skate, NHL Network Radio. We continue. And Ashton, I want to ask you too, having had a chance now to see the 86 film, can you give us some similarities and some differences maybe in terms of the remake? Because anytime something's done with that amount of time in between, everything kind of changes. Society's not the same now as it was back in 1986. A lot of differences and similarities when it comes to everyday life. So, from your perspective, should people expect to see something similar to 1986? In what ways might it be similar, and in what ways might it be different?
Well, I'll tell you this right now, Scott. There's no tea with Miss McGill.
I was going to ask
I mean,
that.
there is tea with Miss McGill, but it's not, you know, tea with Miss
Not the same
McGill.
tea. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
So I feel like in those aspects, there's a lot of like heart from the first film that I think connects to it. It is the same story. I just think we kind of fleshed it out and dug a little deeper. Right now, you know, we really get into just what junior hockey looks like for these young players and the pressure that comes with trying to make it at a high level and just how hard it is for them. You know, I think we really fleshed that storyline out a little bit more. And we talk about the aspects of the game that has changed, you know, fighting and how that looks in the game today and how much more like a finesse player and just all these different things. I think it gets a little more finite with the hockey details and in the hockey sequences. Although Chris Nelson, who worked on our film, he also did the hockey sequences for the first film. I think he was able to see what went wrong 40 years ago and how to, you know, bring it in. And so I think there's a lot of similarities, but it's also a new story that people who watch the first one can still go and like have like little moments of sprinkle where they're like, oh, I remember that. I remember when I connected to this moment. But it's not going to be something that they go and they just watch the exact same thing where they're bored by it because they've like seen it before. So there's a lot of nuances, and I think we just kind of like fleshed it out a bit more.
So, Ashton, you mentioned, okay, you weren't a hockey player, you become a hockey player. So now, if you put your time into hockey as a kid rather than basketball, would you be a defenseman, an up and down winger? Would you be Connor Bedard? Like, what type of player do you think you'd be?
I think I would be the one they call Wayne Gretzky.
The great
I'm
one.
being cheeky. I'm being cheeky. I have when I've played sports, I've always been really like, I mean, offense dominated. So I feel like I would be on the wing. Like I feel like Ovechkin's game is really fun to me, just like sniping from the corner and just like trying to rip him. I really like Auston Matthews' game too, like that big power forward type of play. But then, you know, I watch like someone like Macklin Celebrini now, and even Matthew Schaefer. So I don't know. I just feel like I would be scoring goals in whatever position I'm at. I would be shooting that thing.
Do you follow Ashton the game on a regular basis? Do you have a favorite team or just here and there dabbling into it?
I started following it a lot more, and you know, earlier we were talking about the Leafs, and you know, I am from Toronto, so I have to by default support the Leafs, and
Absolutely.
it's been rough, but at the same time, because I'm fairly newer to my fandom, my heart isn't as broken as you know the OG Leafs fan. I'm still the fan who's like giving hope, while the others are just like, wrap it up, man. We've been doing this for X amount of years. And I'm like, no, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. So yeah, you know, I'm like all on the Leafs bandwagon. Again, we're talking because the Kings are a part of our film. I also, by default, want to see them do well and, just continue to support what they have going on since they in turn supported the film and me in that way. So yeah, I'm like a massive fan of those two. And if they can't do it, if the Leafs can't do it and the Kings can't do it, because it looks like this year neither of them will do it, as long as the Canadian team brings it home, I'll be happy to support it.
Well, yeah, there's a bit of shakeup there with Canadian teams, so we'll see what happens. Now, as far as the movie being released and where it's going to be and how we're going to get a chance to see it, because I know there's a lot of different things you've done that have been film festivals and other places. So what is the plan?
So it's out in theaters now. In Canada, it had a like a wide release. So I think anywhere in Canada, you should be able to find it. This is where the PR team should have been on the call, because I'm not like the super best. But yeah, so it's had a Canada-wide release and had a limited release in the US. I don't remember how many theaters specific, but
Okay, but at theaters.
yeah, it's in theaters
Yeah.
right now, and later this month, I think it'll be online to rent and to buy, and then streaming and all that jazz down the line.
I have to tell you, Ashton, I couldn't get Gord to stop talking about his love for LA Law. Okay, I couldn't stop him. It's like he's working for the TV show still.
Yeah.
What was it like to work with a guy like Blair Underwood, an established seasoned actor like that commands so much respect? That must have been a big thrill for you.
Yeah, well, Gord, I'm going to break your heart, because I'm going to tell you, he's a real diva, that Blair Underwood. No, I'm kidding. Blair is great. I felt really indebted to the fact that he brought his talents to our film. He's such an actor at his level, can pick and choose what he wants to do. So for him to offer himself and come down to Canada, we shot in Barrie in January, and that last winter was. It was a tough one, So for Blair to come down and brave the winter and film with us, it meant so much to me. And in the film, I think he does a really beautiful job in like taking care of Dean and allowing him the support he needs. And outside the film, he's kind of done the same for me. So, after we get off, maybe I can FaceTime him for you, Gordon. We'll see if he answers. Because I know he's in Toronto right now, actually working on another project. But Blair Underwood is everything and more.
Well, no, he's done a lot of big projects. Scott's busting me about L.A. Law. I mean, Susan Day, Corbin Burnson. Did he ever talk
Oh.
about L.A. Law at all, or is it just subject he never got broached?
I mean, I think our I funny enough, I haven't seen LA Law. I don't want to age Blair, but it's a little before my time.
I understood.
But our director, Hubert Davis, was, a big fan of it. So I used to see him like geek out about it, and they would talk about it, and I'll just be like, yeah, of course, of course.
Well, I tell you what, if you haven't seen LA Law, I'm not even going to broach the topic of Gord's favorite TV show, Matlock, okay? I won't even get you going on that one. But let's wrap it up, Ashley, with this one for you here with regards to the film. So what is it that when people go to the theater or eventually watch it on streaming, what is it that you want people to come away with other than being entertained for a little bit? What's the message you hope that comes through the film?
I think Dean's like exploration is about finding his own path. And what I've connected to when I watch the film is figuring out if the life I'm living and the person that I'm moving through the world is who I want to be for myself, not who my parents want me to be, not who my friends want me to be. In Dean's case, he's figuring out who he wants to be for himself, not who his dad wants him to be, not who his coach wants him to be, not who hockey culture wants him to be. He's just trying to navigate those things for himself. So I hope people get a chance to just see themselves mirrored in those ways, where they can ask themselves those questions. Am I walking a path that is meaningful to myself? And am I living a life that is fulfilling to me?
Well, I tell you what, we can't wait to check this out. Best of luck with the film. We can't wait to see your career take off. Hopefully, we'll be able to keep in touch with you as we go forward here. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for your time, and best of luck.
All right, Scott Gord, thank you a lot. This was great.